Welcome to Well's Early Childhood Educator Devotions. I just don't understand. John chapter 14, verses 26 and 27. Jesus said, "But the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I have said to you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled and do not be afraid." I just don't understand. Our son recently sent us a copy of our granddaughter's preschool portfolio for the year. On one page was a picture of her working to master a task. "It's hard," she tells the teacher. You've likely all experienced the face of a young child looking up at you for help. They are working and straining to figure something out and just aren't getting it. They look to you, hoping and trusting that you can give them what they need. You likely stooped down and gave them encouragement and maybe a hint or two to help them overcome the struggle. In our reading for today, Jesus is talking to his disciples. They've spent 3 years with him. Jesus knows that their time together on earth is about to come to an abrupt end. He knows what's coming, and he is seeking to prepare them. And Jesus knows that they will not be able to understand all that he is telling them. How could they? Even after all the time they spent together, the thought of the crucifixion of Jesus is not even a remote possibility in their minds. Perhaps you've had an experience where you lower your head or shout out, "I just don't understand." An unexpected change of plans. News of someone you care about who has been in a serious accident. Sitting in a doctor's office hearing news that is hard to comprehend. Someone you love has disappointed you. Whatever it is, you likely know that helpless feeling, "I just don't understand." And then we hear the words in our reading today. "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give you." What does that mean? Maybe we should start with what that doesn't mean. It doesn't mean that trouble will suddenly go away, cancer will disappear, time will roll back to before a serious event, or that heartache will end. This side of heaven, those challenges will always be with us. But we have the promise of Jesus. He is the one who gives us peace, who is our peace. And his peace is unlike any peace on earth. It's not a quick fix to a challenge, but an eternal solution to the weight of sin. It's not a simple answer to a heartbreaking question, but a response that calms our hearts throughout the challenge. It's a peace that reminds us over and over that no matter what, Jesus is with us. He has sent his Holy Spirit to us. We have the Word to continually remind us of his love, his forgiveness, his grace. Our greatest anxiety comes from our sin and the fear of separation from God. The peace we have from Jesus calms our hearts and gives us confidence to face whatever life throws at us. It's hard. And hard will always be a part of our lives and the lives of the children and families we serve. But we can stoop down to each child, speak to each family member, and remind ourselves and each other that we have a peace that transcends our struggles. We can share Jesus' words, "Do not let your hearts be troubled and do not be afraid. He is with us. Our troubled and fearful hearts can trust in his peace for us." We pray. Dearest Jesus, grant us your peace throughout our earthly life, our balm in sorrow and our stay in strife. Then, when your voice shall bid our conflict cease, call us, O Lord, to your eternal peace. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, please go to wells.net. God bless your day.